you know, I'm just thinking, just personally, there's a lot of trust issues that I have with, you know, starting to open up with people, you know, in my neighborhood. I really am guarded, and I, you know, just like in the story again, the soldiers, the people in the story didn't trust the soldiers. And so there is a lot of trust issues because of this system. I don't want to say that will take time, because I don't think it will. I think that once we start to see our humanness in each other, this will take hold rather quickly. But it does take a certain amount of courage and putting yourself out there.
When you said that there's a lot of trust issues involved in putting ourselves out there, and it involves taking a risk. And in talking about taking a risk, I'm going to risk that discrediting process that power is so adept at, and say that as I've gone out into the world to start making this new story come into being, I have been noticing some things, and I would be very curious if others may have noticed similar things. And that is that places where there have been Occupy movements, but Oakland was a big one, and not just Oakland, all over the Bay Area, there were encampments tied to the Occupy movement. And what I've come to think is that these places that had encampments have literally been invaded by power with the goal to take them back, much like Popper quoting Plato. You can read that at the opening of Unpacking Democracy. I have this long quote from Popper in which he quotes Plato saying, if you're going to take over an area, this is how you do it. You invade, you suppress the population, you overwhelm. And we know power likes to do that in general. What did they call the initial bombing of Iraq?
Shock and awe.
Yeah, shock and awe. And because that all of a sudden, from being in the midst of the worst depression since the Great Depression, I remember taking my car to the place I used to take it to. It was literally empty. And I could feel hostility from the guys there, because I had this sign on my car that said, no one else has to tell you what work you have to do. And it says, Nations to end work. And there I have no coerced work. And, you know, I see this one guy glaring at me. And I don't know how long it took before that place is now overflowing with work. There are cars. I mean, every time I go out into the world and drive, I wonder, where are all these cars from? I've had people say that to me. I remember one guy when I was hawking books and said, you know, people are actually doing pretty well. Have you seen that there's really a whole lot more cars in Oakland? And I've noticed that, too. It's made me suspicious of that cash for clunkers. what do you call that? That legislation that got passed, and people were saying, well, that didn't seem to benefit anybody. Well, how did that happen? Anyway.
Something going on there.
Yeah, and that's an important point. Power does not show itself, hides behind scenes, plans clandestinely. And yet here we are saying, go out and embrace your brothers and sisters and wishing and hoping that they are of good heart.